This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the 38th National Games in a dazzling ceremony at Dehradun in Uttarakhand this evening. The opening ceremony showcased a unique blend of Uttarakhand's folk culture and modern technology. Several dignitaries, including union ministers, Indian Olympic Association officials and national players, attended the ceremony. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi termed the mega event a great platform to showcase spirit of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. The Prime Minister highlighted that India is making a strong push to host the 2036 Olympics.
जैसे हमारे खिलाड़ी हमेशा बड़े लक्ष्य लेकर चलते हैं, वैसे ही हमारा देश भी बड़े संकल्प लेकर आगे बढ़ रहा है। भारत 2036 ओलंपिक्स की मेजबानी के लिए पूरा जोर लगा रहा है। जब भारत में ओलंपिक होगा तो वो भारत के स्पोर्ट्स को एक नए आसमान पर ले जाएगा। ओलंपिक सिर्फ एक खेल का आयोजन पर नहीं होता, दुनिया के जिन देशों में
The national games are being held in 11 cities of 8 districts of Uttarakhand till 14th of next month. A total of 47 events of 35 sports disciplines will be organized during the event. Ahead of the budget session of the parliament, the government has called an all-party meeting on Thursday. The budget session of parliament will begin on Friday. On Saturday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2025-26 in the Parliament. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today emphasized the growing significance of India-West Asia relations in a rapidly evolving global landscape. Delivering a keynote address at the inaugural session of the Raisina Dialogue in Abu Dhabi, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted the impressive expansion of engagement between India and West Asia in the past decade, driven by strong trade, connectivity and cultural ties. The minister asserted that India sees the West Asia as a crucial passage to the world beyond. The BJP today approached the Election Commission over Aam Aadmi Party's Yamuna water poison allegation against Haryana government. A party delegation comprising Union Ministers Nirmala Sitharaman and Bhupendra Yadav, Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Saini and others met with the commission in New Delhi. Addressing media after the meeting, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the party has demanded action in the matter to prevent AAP leader Arvind Kejriwal from campaigning in the national capital. Meanwhile, Delhi Chief Minister Atishi and Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann also met with the Election Commission. Ms. Atishi said that the party informed the poll panel about how the ammonia levels in the Yamuna water coming from Haryana had reached toxic levels. Election Commission has issued notice to AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal in connection with the complaints filed by BJP and Congress over his allegations of poisoning Yamuna River during an interview. The commission has asked Mr. Kejriwal to furnish his response on the complaints with evidentiary support by 8 p.m. tomorrow. The commission also said that it perused the report of Delhi Jal Board, which does not mention about any poisoning in Yamuna. The poll panel said that as regards the allegations of poisoning, it is expected that there must be a factual foundation. The political battle in the national capital has intensified as the election to the 70-member Delhi Assembly is drawing closer. Prominent leaders of the BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and Congress held multiple rallies and road shows in the city to woo the voters. Polling in the city will take place on 5th of February and counting will take place on 8th of next month. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO is preparing for the launch of its landmark 100th mission from Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. At 6:23 hours tomorrow morning, the GSLV F-15 rocket will lift off from Satish Dhawan Space Center carrying the NVS-02 navigation satellite into the geosynchronous transfer orbit. In men's cricket, England beat India by 26 runs in 30-20 international match at Niranjan Shah Stadium in Rajkot, Gujarat. While chasing a target of 172 runs set by England, India scored 145 for the loss of 9 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.